Our special guest and featured soloist for tonight's concert is currently completing an internship with Owens Corning. Brian Miller hails from Rittman, Ohio. He is a 2017 graduate of the University of Findlay with a degree in environmental safety and occupational health and a minor in philosophy. Brian was also a four-year member of the University of Findlay Wind Ensemble, Jazz Ensemble, and Marching Band. He was a scholarship student in music at the university and a winner of the 2016-2017 concerto competition at the university, earning the right to solo with the Wind Ensemble in a concert last season. Brian is also, and this is really cool, Brian is the very first winner of a newly endowed scholarship at the university. The members of the Findlay Civic Band set up a scholarship fund to support music students in Findlay, and Brian is the first winner of that award. In addition, yeah, that's pretty cool. In addition to the monetary tuition scholarship, the winner of the Civic Band Award also is invited to return at the end of the school year to solo with the Civic Band here at Riverside Park. And lo and behold, here we are. Brian actually, because of his internship, he actually flew in yesterday from Denver, Colorado, just to appear this evening all the way from Denver. He has selected a most difficult piece for trombone and the concert band, for which I'm sure the members of the band are eternally grateful, because they always tell me the more difficult, the better. It is a theme and variations based on the traditional melody, The Blue Bells of Scotland. So ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to our award-winning guest soloist, Mr. Brian Miller.
Thank you.
Our theme for tonight's last concert of the season from the Findlay Civic Concert Band is one that we have used before, but there is nothing quite like an evening of Broadway classics for concerts in the park. And we have a special slate of Broadway melodies for you this evening. What makes this concert a little different is that the selections for tonight are all taken from shows that are currently playing on Broadway. We begin with a partnership that has brought us a number of highly successful musicals. The Lion King was released by Disney in 1994 with music by Elton John, Tim Rice, and Hans Zimmer. The folks at Disney Motion Pictures teamed up with Broadway to adapt their motion picture story into a musical theater production that opened in July of 1997 in Minnesota and made it to the Broadway stage by October of that year. The show will celebrate its 20th birthday on Broadway in just a few months as the third longest running show of all time and the highest grossing show ever, having brought in over $1 billion. That's B, with as in big bucks. With songs by Elton John, You Can't Go Wrong, and all of them are included in this presentation tonight as we open our salute to Broadway with a Jay Bokook arrangement of the Lion King Broadway selections, including The Circle of Life, They Live in You, Hakuna Matata, King of Pride Rock, and that great hit, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Here's Jack Taylor and the Findlay Civic Band with music from The Lion King.
Thank you.
Our next new show on our Broadway review actually opened in 1956 and was based on a book by George Bernard Shaw. Lyricist Alan J. Lerner teamed with composer Frederick Lowe to create one of the most memorable musical scores of all time. Actor Rex Harrison starred in the play and later the film version of the show. Julie Andrews appeared in the role of Eliza Doolittle. Katharine Hepburn brought in to replace her for the motion picture version. Interestingly enough, Julie Andrews was recently hired to direct a revival production of My Fair Lady at the Sydney Opera House in Australia, and that show sold more tickets than any production in the history of that world-renowned venue. Critics have called My Fair Lady the perfect musical, and all of the songs are here tonight with this arrangement by John Moss. You'll hear Get Me to the Church on Time, I Could Have Danced All Night, I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, On the Street Where You Live, With a Little Bit of Luck, and Wouldn't It Be Loverly. Here once again, the Findlay Civic Band with the music of Lerner and Lowe, the great songs of My Fair Lady.
Thank you.
as of 2016, Cats was the fourth longest running show on Broadway and has been translated into 20 languages for productions worldwide. It has also been made into a made-for-TV film. It is currently running again on Broadway with a revival production that was staged in 2016 with songs by the immortal Andrew Lloyd Webber. Please put your whiskers on and welcome back the Findlay Civic Band with music from the hit Broadway show, Cats.
Thank you.
now to conclude the 66th season, the Findlay Civic Band with an iconic score from one of the most popular Broadway shows of all time, and one of my personal favorites. The story of Les Miserables is based on an 1862 novel by Victor Hugo, which tells the story of the French Revolution and the triumph of the human spirit. The story is said to be one of the greatest novels of the 19th century. It tells of a main character named Jean Valjean, a French peasant who is in prison for 19 years for stealing a loaf of bread to feed his sister's starving child. Valjean decides to break his parole to start a new life. As Javert, the police inspector, tries to track him down, Javert and Valjean get caught up in the French Revolution. It is a powerful and thought-provoking story. In making the book into a musical theater production, the producers knew that they would need to enlist the services of a world-class composer to create a score that could match the power of the story, and they found that songwriter in the person of Claude-Michel Schoenberg. For this show, Schoenberg wrote songs including At the End of the Day, I Dreamed a Dream, Master of the House, On My Own, and Do You Hear the People Sing, just to name a few. After an impressive international run of the stage production, a film version was made starring Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe, Anne Hathaway. There are not very many people who have not experienced this show in some form. We close this evening with Jack and the members of the Findlay Civic Band with a great music, the Broadway musical, Les Miserables. Jack Taylor and the Finley Civic Concert Band.